Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
The way you're coming across, I can't see anything besides a bum-ass nigga hitting you up.
Well, Kendra, I can't make everybody happy, babe. Oh, you think I'm going to give me a bum-ass nigga?
Absolutely.
From the way I'm acting?
Absolutely.
Because I'm not being woman-like.
I mean, it's not even about judgment, right? Because if I'm thinking of, listen, let me tell y'all something. In my real life, I have quality men that I can never introduce you to. Hello?
Hey, Kendra.
Is your name Belinda?
It is. I ain't even know my whole name up here. Lord have mercy.
I almost said, oh, okay, that was Benita. I was going to say, Belinda Applebone, you got it going on. But that was Benita Applebone. Yeah. You got it going on.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
What? What are you talking about?
But that was Benita Applebone. Yeah. You got it going on. Benita, it wasn't Belinda. All right. Belinda, how old are you?
I'm 42.
42, where you calling me from?
I'm in Indiana. I'm from Washington, D.C., but I live in Indiana.
Indiana, okay. What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
A Capricorn. You have any kids?
I have three.
Hello to your three kids.
I have two girls. One is 14, one is 22, and I have an 18-year-old son.
Fuck no.
14, 18, and
22? Yes, ma'am.
All by the same man?
My first two are by the same man, and then my youngest one is by a different man.
Got you. Have you ever been married?
Yes, unfortunately, once.
When did you get divorced?
It was finalized last year in April, but we were separated. We had been separated for 3 years.
Why'd you say unfortunately?
Girl, because he's a mess. He was a mess. I told him and his mother, I felt like I adopted a child instead of marrying a man.
What you mean to say is all the niggas you up with ain't shit.
Shut the fuck up. But nigga slap fire out you, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
But like attracts like. So what does that say about you that you even dated this dude or had anything to do with him? What does that say about your standards or your vetting process? See, this is what they don't get. When you shit on your baby daddy, or a dude you dated before, you're shitting on yourself. Because you fucked with him.
Oh my gosh, I've never thought about that.
Is any of this attracting a new man? Do you think this is going to make a new man want to fuck with you? Genuine question. Like, use your fucking common sense.
He didn't like the work. We was physically together for a year and a half. He had 13 jobs in that time. And his longest time having his job was 2 months, and he was a janitor at a school. He was an alcoholic. He was abusive, and he liked to piss in the bed, girl.
Okay, you know what, though? There ain't nothing funny about that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish one of y'all motherfuckers would just start laughing, because y'all know you think this funny, but you
men are inside of women's down their guys are literally into a girl's.
We'll return after these messages.
Let's keep this all in perspective. This is a man that she let inside of her body, and not only that, she married him. She married the man. Why would you say that on a public platform? So you was laying in a pissy bed too. You was changing his pissy bed sheets. Why would you want to admit that on a public platform that hundreds of thousands of people are going to see? Oh, that stupid ass look on her face would just irk me to no end.
So, okay, that's done. All right. Well, Lindsay, I've been through some things. What do you do for a living?
I have a catering business, and I'm a master stylist, and I'm also a certified community health worker, so I work with addicts.
That does not surprise me.
What you do for a living, honey?
There's nothing I don't do, Miss Kendra.
What kind of man you looking for, girl?
Somebody that's not an addict, number one.
No expectation ever, motherfucker.
Somebody that's faithful, somebody that's honest, somebody that's accountable, somebody that can effectively communicate, somebody that works, somebody that believes in God and wants to lead like an alpha male.
Hey, hell no!
Would a man like that want to date a woman with these stupid glasses on, came on a dating show with a Betty Boop shirt, orange braids, and just got done dating an alcoholic who can't keep a job who pissed in the bed? Would that man she just described want to fuck with a bitch like that, with three kids by two different men?
Hell no!
What are your deal breakers?
An addict. Men that piss in the bed.
For real.
And somebody that can, somebody that can't take an independent woman. I've been on my own since I was 13. I lost my mom when I was 13, so I've been on my own since then. And I'm a very independent person. So somebody that, you know, can't deal with an independent woman. I don't have a problem with letting a man lead, but these men out here, they want to be the woman most of the time, Kendra. It's crazy.
Oh, no, it's a different. I think that all we have to accept that what I know from hosting a dating show and owning a dating app.
Oh, Lord. I know. If she says something intelligent, I'll give her credit for it. But I'm willing. It's going to be some dumbass shit.
And I can share data. It's a different world, right?
It is.
That playbook that your grandma had and your grandpa had, throw that book out the window. That is not the playbook of 2020. Yes.
I used to say silly things like, where are all the good men at? Until I started taking accountability. Now I know I'm just an ain't shit ass bitch.
Maybe I am the problem.
Maybe I am the problem.
Maybe I am the problem.
The only reason she's even existing in the world is because, one, she doesn't have the courage to kill herself, and two, people don't want to start problems and just throw her out of a room because she's, you know, useless to society. So that's the only reason why they kind of just linger around for the next 30, 40 years. Like, they really just linger. Like, nobody really wants them. Nobody really cares about them.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
I think that's because a lot of women don't know their self-worth and they have low self-esteem. So you're willing to accept a lot of mess. That's not me. He didn't like the work. We was physically together for a year and a half. He had 13 jobs in that time. And his longest time having his job was 2 months. And he was a janitor at a school. He was an alcoholic. He was abusive, and he liked to piss in the bed, girl. So you're willing to accept a lot of mess. That's not me.
That is bullshit.
Should the guy look a certain way?
He has to be. I'm only 5 feet tall, but he has to be taller, at least 5'8", because these short men out here have attitudes.
She's literally using every opportunity with every answer to the questions to bash men. Literally every opportunity, every question that Kendra asks, her response is bashing men somehow. Does this seem like a pleasant person to be in a relationship with? Hell no.
Well, they angry because they gotta work so hard to get vagina. Because all you ladies don't want no short men. So they upset because they mad that they tall friend don't gotta work as hard to get women as they do.
Right.
So,
don't want no short man.
Don't want no short man.
Don't want no short man. I like to put on my 6-inch heels and I don't want to be looking down to give you no help with this. 5 feet. That's it. I'm a fun size.
So what is your height requirement?
Like 5'8" and taller, because like I said, I put on some 6-inch heels.
And you got people who don't want to see that.
Tired of these blowed out, unattractive women thinking they baddies. Keep the heels off them damn dogs. Don't nobody want to see you in 6-inch heels, man. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Should he make a certain amount of money?
No. He should just be able to take care of himself. We can meet up in the middle, you know, combine our incomes, help each other grow, but at least he can take care of himself and be able to hold a job.
Okay. Let's do the Kendra Cam.
Please! Please! Now!
Okay. Can you see me?
We can wait. Okay, went out for a second. We can see you. We got you, girl.
I could do a split too. I got Megan knees and I could still do a split at 42, baby.
Show me the split. I
want
to see.
You want me to do it for real? Okay.
Grow the fuck up.
First off, why did you need to tell us? Was that supposed to offset the fact that you big? Like, don't trip off the fact I'm big. I could do the split. That's what that was. Never mind the fact that I'm big. I could do the split. So, don't worry. You know, if the weight gonna crush you when I do the split on you in the bedroom, just worry that I could do the split.
I got to take you in the living room now, Cameron. Kendra, dang, hold on.
Let's see this split, y'all.
Girl, y'all going to make me do this split out here, Jesus.
At 42 years old, we about to see
at 42. Hold on, I'm trying to set my phone up.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Something is wrong here.
Are you ready?
We ready. Oh, okay. Ah!
John says, no, you don't need to do a split. That's what Kendra would have said if she gave a damn about this woman. Facts. But she encouraged her to do it because that would get more views. But these women don't get it. They too busy worshiping this D-list. I wouldn't even call her a celebrity. They're too busy worshiping Kendra to realize that Kendra is clowning them. You know, for coins. But even though Kendra don't give a damn about these women, this is how these women feel about Kendra.
But I just want to tell you, Kendra, because I didn't really get to tell you last time. Like, we just need to acknowledge the fact that you are famous, okay? And when you come up on your platform, it's like me and somebody famous. Like, you are famous, and you need to stop settling for nothing less than that, because you are. Like, you have a platform. You put so much positive energy into the universe. It's like, ain't nobody else help but to be nervous or, you know, freeze up when they see you, because you're everything. You're beautiful. I love you so much. My kids love you. I've been watching you since you started. I've been trying to get on for 2 years. I'm like, Kendra really just picked me. Like, this is my bitch. You don't even know it. This is my bitch. Like, I fuck where I really be. Certain people in my family, they be feeling some type of way that I'm connected with you. And it's like, why do y'all feel some type of way about a person that you don't even know? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I love her. And I don't give a fuck what nobody got to say about what they feel about you. I love you, and I'm going to always stand up for you.
Aw, I love you.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
That was on me, so don't nobody judge her. I was curious to see it.
Kendra, you know that's bullshit. Don't nobody judge her. I just wanted to see something real quick. Of course they're going to judge her. See, that's major shade. Oh, I ain't gonna judge her. I mean, even though she did it and could have easily declined, yeah, I ain't gonna judge her. No, I'm gonna judge her harder, the fact that she did it and the fact that she's so easily influenced by a lady she doesn't even know.
That's a damn shame.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You wanna be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.